Cummins has taken on the U.S. Department of Energy's Better Buildings Challenge to reduce its total energy use, and the three plants in Indiana could have a big impact on reaching the goal. Cummins Director of Corporate Environmental Management, Alan Resnick, says Indiana plants tend to produce more greenhouse gases because much of their energy comes from coal.
The dependence on coal for electrical generation, that provides opportunity for us from an environmental perspective to implement projects in Indiana.
For example, Cummins has developed a technology at its Seymour plant that will capture and recycle the heat that's emitted during production of a new engine. Resnick says this benefits both the environment and Cummins' business model.
It's good for business. It's good for our business, and it's the right thing to do. So it's truly one of those win-win scenarios for the company and for our communities.
The overall goal is to increase energy efficiency 25% by 2015, but that does not directly correlate to reduction of greenhouse gases. Because Cummins is rapidly expanding, its energy efficiency rating is adjusted for its growth rate. So if Cummins grows too much, it could actually be using more energy than it did before and still reach its goal. Executive Director of the Hoosier Environmental Council, Jesse Carbonda, says he's glad Cummins is trying to increase its efficiency, but it could do more.
Our hope is that over time, Cummins will commit to an even more aggressive strategy of cutting energy usage. And we think that seeing themselves as a national leader in clean energy technologies will do that.
Cummins met a similar goal in 2010 when it achieved a 28% energy reduction. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.